Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 22 in better new and living way. In this part, we are going to talk about stop trying to please God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, the person that I have accepted as right will live. That person will live because he trusts me. But if anyone is afraid and he turns back, I will not be happy with that person. Then be very careful how you do, how you are making, how you are in relationship with God. And your relationship with God must be pure, humble, and with respect. And the understanding, you must know about God, you must know God because He is the Father, the Creator. And if you have some question or wondering, read the Bible. You don't receive your answer, talk with Father, and He is going to learn you and help you. But do not be selfish, do not be arrogant, you shouldn't have ego. You must be humble to live free in peace. Hebrews chapter 11, what it means to trust God. This is what it means to trust God. We will be sure about the things that we hope for. We will be sure in our minds about things that we cannot even see. It was because of their faith that God said good things about good things about the people of long ago. Because of faith, we understand about how God made the universe. He spoke His word to make it happen. In that way, God made all the things that we can see. He made them from things that nobody could see. Hallelujah. Amen. Unless we trust God, it is impossible for us to make God happy. Anyone who comes to God must believe that God is there. They must also believe that God helps everyone who wants to know Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Then do not doubt about that. Other people who trusted God received insults. Some of them were hit with wives. Enemies of God tied those people up and they put them in prison. Some of them died when people killed them with the stones. Some of them died when people cut them into two pieces. Some of them died when people killed them with sword. Some of those people wore the skins of sheep and goats while they traveled about. They were very poor and they had a lot of trouble. People did bad things to them. Those people who trusted God were too good for this world. Some of them had to travel in the wilderness and on the hills. Some had to live in holes in the rocks and in the ground. God said good things about all these people because they trusted Him. But they still did not receive everything that God had promised to give to them. God had already decided to prepare something better for all of us. As a result, those people did not receive everything until we could join with them. Then we know exactly how it is, how we can trust God, and what happening, and also what happened to those people who disobey God and turn back from God. Hebrews chapter 13, how we can live for God. Continue to love each other like brothers and sisters. Always remember to be kind to strangers. Let them stay in your homes. In this way, some people have received angels as visitors, and they did not know that they were angels. Hallelujah. Amen. Be happy because God has said this. I will never leave you. I will always be there with you. Because of that, we can bravely say this. The Lord is the one who helps me. So I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid of anything that people can do to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some people teach all kinds of strange and new things. Do not let them lead you away from God's true message. It is good that God is very kind to us. That is what makes us strong inside ourselves. Rules about foods we should eat do not make us strong like that. Those rules have never helped the people who try to obey them. Hallelujah. Amen. Please listen patiently to God's message. This is only a short letter, and I know to help you to be strong. I want to tell you about Timothy, who is like a brother to us. They have let him go out of prison so that he is free now. If he arrives here soon, he will come with me when I travel to see you. Say hello on behalf of on my behalf to your leaders and to all God's people, the Christian who have come here from Italy. Say hello to you too. I pray that God will be very kind to all of you. And it was what Paul wrote in his letter to Hebrews. Genesis chapter 7. God destroys people and animal. When in that time Noah was the prophet, and a lot of people commit sin, they didn't listen to Noah. Noah had a beautiful, great message from God. He was a prophet to save people. When in the end, they didn't listen or obey Noah, and they continued with their sinful life, then God became angry, and God gave them many, 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 many years opportunity that they correct themselves. As soon as they continued with their bad deeds, their sinful, and they started very, very, very dirty and bad sin, God became angry, and God commanded Noah to build the ship. And God learned him how he could build a ship. And everybody embarrassed Noah and laughed at him. And God and Noah continued with their patience and kindness and made the ship. When it was ready, God commanded Noah that he must take off any living, an example, male and female, an example. And Noah made it. He took his family, he took a lot of people who believed on him and trusted him. And in 7 days, it started the rain. It started the rain, and God gave opportunity to those people to repent and join Noah and come to the ship. Few of them did. Many of them stayed there and laughed again and embarrassed. And in 40 days, it rained that the whole area and land went in the water, and then the ship float over the water, and then God saved the whole world, and As a result, everything that had lived on the earth now died. The birds, the farm animals, and the wild animals died. Every living thing that moved across the ground died, and so did all the people. Everything that lived on the dry land died. Nothing could breathe anymore. God destroyed everything that lived on the earth. He destroyed people, animals, living things that move across the ground, and birds. God removed them from the earth. Only Noah and his family, together with the animals that were in the ship, stayed alive. The deep water covered the earth for 150 days. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we must be very, very careful, and we should have commit sin and betray. We think that we betray God, but you betray yourself. When you commit sin, you bring the death to yourself, and you are not going to be happy. You feel kind of maybe you are okay, everything is okay, everything blah, but it is very, very temporary and short time. And you must know that you shouldn't commit sin and you shouldn't hurt our beloved Jesus and Holy Father, the Creator. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and happiness. Jesus, peace be with you all. See you in next part. Amen.